All right, Wednesday afternoon, it's time for our weekly visit with Ron Sanford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. And I want to remind you, Metairie Bank is not just for Metairie anymore. They're also on the North Shore. Ron, welcome to our show.
Thanks, Scoot. Glad to be here.
All right, so the day after Thanksgiving is Black Friday. Okay, so what do you anticipate in terms of Black Friday sales? I mean, obviously, even more will probably be done online this year.
I sure think so, and I think the retailers certainly expect that to happen because there's, you know, not only the convenience factor, but also this year with the pandemic, there's the safety factor. Yeah. So I think the expectations are for a lot more online. Although, you know, Scoot, it's interesting to me. There was a National Retailers Federation survey out for November and December expectations. And you know that online retail sales are only expected to be about $200 billion of about a $755 billion retail sales expectation for November and December. So it's still not that big a percentage compared to brick and mortar, which I found interesting.
Yeah, I was really reluctant in the beginning to start ordering stuff online. I mean, this is a few years ago, but I mean, I kind of resisted because, you know, I like to, you know, I like to try things on. Now, if I go to a store and I try something on and I know the size that I wear, if I'm familiar with the product and the size, for example, then I'll order that. But there was a lot of stuff that I really wasn't comfortable ordering because, you know, then you have to bring it back. And I guess the good thing is with a lot of stores, if you order something online, you can bring it back to the brick and mortar store in your area. So you don't have to pack it up and take it to the post office.
I think that's right. I think they've certainly made the return process easier, even returning it, you know, if you call UPS or FedEx or whoever, Amazon, whoever the carrier is, and they'll come pick it up at your house. So they've certainly worked hard on that. You know, I have never been a big Black Friday participant. I'm not much of a shopper to start with, but I just really hate the name. I hate Black Friday coming, you know. It now comes almost Thanksgiving afternoon.
It sounds doom and gloom, too. It's like, okay, Black Friday's coming.
Yeah, if you look at the history of the name, I mean, the consensus is that most retailers almost operate in the red, at a loss, if you will, for the full year. And then the holiday season immediately after Thanksgiving, the shoppers get out, and that's where they make their profit. So they're in the black. So they say they turn to black on the Friday after Thanksgiving. But it's got some other connotations as well.
Yeah, it seemed like it seems like still. I mean, I don't know how much this is going to go on this year, but in the past, it was almost like an event. I mean, it was more than just shopping, and it was like being part of something bigger. It was being part of a community. It was being part of that group that goes out and stakes out early. And it's like getting in line to get, you know, tickets for a concert. And you become friends with people in line. I mean, I've never done it, but I know that this has happened. And it was as much an event as it was about, you know, getting something on sale.
Exactly. I know my son-in-law is one of those that gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning on Black Friday and has to be, you know, first or second in line to go buy a TV or whatever big thing that he's been putting off in hopes to save some money. It's an event, almost a cult-like status these days to participate in Black Friday. So more power to him.
Yeah, I've never done it. It never looked like that much fun to me. And then, you know, ultimately you hear about these ridiculous arguments that take place and people are fighting. No, I had my hands on that first. You know,
exactly.
Like, really, I mean, if you're not going to come together and, you know, if we can't even shop together, then really, we really have no hope.
That's so true. I always hate to see the news reports of people charging through the Walmarts or whatever and knocking people down. And hopefully there's a little more civility around that.
Wait a minute. Wait. It's 2020, man. Don't even ask for more civility, okay?
Well, that's a good point. Maybe there won't be as many people out, though. Although,
well,
you know,
maybe so.
The reports are optimistic. They expect retail sales to be up over the holiday season 3.5% to 5%. And they're saying that stock market at all-time highs. People feel good about their 401ks. Home prices are at record highs. Some people were able to save the stimulus checks. And it's been such a horrible year thus far, as I heard you alluding to a little earlier, that people just want to feel good about themselves and have a good holiday season. So there are expectations that holiday sales are going to be up and be pretty strong.
And I'm amazed at the people that gather up their kids and they bring their kids to Black Friday. It's a tradition for them. It's like, come on, kids. I mean, it's like, you know, we plan for like things like Mardi Gras here. Well, there are people and their big event is let's go down for Black Friday. Let's get down in the crowd.
That's so true. And I have always felt, and I think some companies have now change their ways a little bit. So bad for the employees who can't even enjoy their Thanksgiving because they've got to get up and be at work at the crack of dawn, or even Thanksgiving night.
That's another great topic. Don't take it out on the retail workers because they have to put up with a lot of BS. And you know, I know a lot of businesses have this motto, but the real truth is the customer is not always right. You know, you may have to play along with that line, but the customer is not always right. And I've seen it standing in line. I mean, I've seen the way some people have treated retail workers, and it's really a shame.
It really is. And it's, you know, I was listening to WWL, Mickey Loomis talking about they bring in Saints players, and they hadn't been able to do that so much this year, free agency and the draft. But one of the things they look for is how those people act when they're in town, when they're around people who can't help them. And typically that's restaurant. They go to a restaurant. They go to the hotel lobby. They go to the store. And it's the retail workers you're talking about. And that's, I thought that was a great aspect of how they judge people, is how you treat those kind of people that can't help you out. And that's so true. Retailers deserve all the benefits that they can get because they have to work holidays and we don't.
That's right. I mean, they're working so we can, you know, do what we like to do, which is, you know, whatever. And in some cases, people love to go down and shop. I just feel badly about young kids being exposed to that side of humanity. You know, it's like, oh, my God, you know, the kids are going to go, gee, do I ever want to be an adult? I mean, is this the way the adult world is?
That's so true. It's not something to look forward to sometimes.
Really. Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Metairie Bank. Not just from Metairie, because you're also on the North Shore. Thanks for being with us.
We have a lot of customers in Orleans Parish as well. So. Yeah.
And have a very, very happy Thanksgiving.
You do, too. I'm going to try to catch you on Facebook Live, Scoot.
Okay. Yeah. So. I mean, I'm just going to do some things. And, you know, I mentioned that one of my big traditions is every Thanksgiving during an election year. Thanksgiving is always after the election. So I like to dress up as the outgoing president and do some of the cooking. So I will be doing that tomorrow. I've got the red tie and everything picked out.
That's right.
Trying to bring some levity to Thanksgiving. All right, Ron, thanks for being with us. All right,
thanks.
Thanks.